very important. It doesn't have very much to do with Mr. Pompous, but still, it's the gentleman that played Mr. Pompous, Gilbert Mack.
Right.
And I'm sitting at the piano. And what I want to do now is illustrate a little yodel for you, just to show you some versatility, voice versatility. They cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, she's still part of my heart. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. Naturally, it only takes a little exercise of the vocal cords, and anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I've been doing voices for years and years and years, but as I've already explained to you, I just don't remember all of the various things, and among others, we spoke about Pompous, Mr. Pompous. If you can recall to me what Pompous sounded like, I'd be glad to do a little impersonation.
Okay, now, you hit it on the nose about an hour ago.
High-pitched and hysterical.
No, when he's calm, not
gravelly.
Closely. Like, I say, Astro Boy.
Yeah. I say, Astro Boy.
No,
not
more,
like that.
That's more elephant than anything else.
More elephant, you see.
Astro Boy, what are we going to do about this?
Right.
All right, we'll try that.
Astro Boy, what are we going to do about this?
That's it.
Does that come any closer?
Yes,
I'm perfectly willing to try. All you have to do is bring me into it. That's all. All right, fellas. The next time you come around, bring a tape. And I'll gladly do you, Mr. Pompous. Thanks.
Good day.
I don't know. Maybe.
Can you do any other characterization that you recall?
Not from the films. I do various characterizations. For example, I was telling you about the commercial I just did for Isaac Gellis, in which I played this little old fellow who says, "Remember Isaac Gellis? Maybe you don't remember him, but I do. He came to this country, and he didn't find that beautiful pastrami and corned beef from the old country. So what do you know? Down on Hester Street, he made it himself." Now, there is one of the commercials, as I said, for Isaac Gellis. Oh, the one that I'm seen on recently, the Hansel and Gretel, in which
right.
I play Rudy. Well, he stands back at the counter, you know, with that white apron on, and he says,
"Please, Mrs. Miller, don't bank on the counter. All you have to do is ask for it by name, Hansel and Gretel, never by the pound." That's about what Rudy sounds like.
Very good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Do you do John Wayne?
No, I don't do John Wayne. But I have a cute little story to tell you, and I'll tell it very quickly because I don't want your tape to just run on and on and on. Many years ago when I was doing things like this in radio, I had my wife listening to me so that I could come home and she would tell me how good or bad I was. She was listening to the radio one morning. The man came to the door who sold her eggs for the kids, you see, fresh eggs. And he came in and he said, "Mrs. Mack, how many dozen?" And she says, "Shh, quiet, my husband." And he stopped for a moment, and this is what he heard. "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And she was listening to the radio, and she was listening to me on a March of Time broadcast, but he didn't know this. He thought he was listening to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and she said, "Quiet, it's my husband." He picked up the eggs, and he ran, and he hasn't been heard from for 42 years. So I used to do various impersonations.
Yeah.
John Wayne is not one of them.
Fellas, thanks a lot. It's been wonderful.
Hold on. Before you go, one last goodbye in pompous tone.
One last pompous?
Yeah. Goodbye or something.
Goodbye or something, if that's the way it sounded. I don't remember.